Yeah. Okay. So I've heard that like snowboarding is really easy to get started. Like the first 2 days is just you falling on your butt in that. But like, do you have anything to say on about that? Like, was it pretty easy to get started?
So tell me, Brayden.
Yeah.
Tell me, Charles.
Wait. So snowboarding, like you got, like you.
Yeah,
snowboarding was pretty easy to pick up.
Well, because I skated a lot before, and like,
yeah,
I was kind of used to the movements.
Yeah, like skiing is harder to get picked up on, but once you get picked on, like you know how to like start skiing, it progresses pretty fast, and like you can go more places with skiing, but it's harder to learn, but it's also more expensive. It's also more expensive to ski.
Well, yeah, it is.
What I've heard is that. I don't know if it's like this, but like someone said, snowboarding is easy to no, it's hard to learn, but easy to master.
Master.
I've actually heard the same thing.
And then skiing is
easier to learn, but harder to master.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard personally.
It's pretty easy.
There's pros and cons to both, like
difficulty levels,
like. Only have skiing and it's skiing, but skiing is more expensive. Snowboarding has less resorts, but snowboarding is less expensive. So there's just lots of pros and cons to both. But
yeah, it's just kind of even.
There's definitely a rivalry between snowboarders and skiers, though.
Man, one time I was fixing my binding on the edge of the run, and I'm fixing it, you know, and I hear that, like, I feel this, like, hard, like, hit in my back, and, like, I start rolling down the hill. So I get up and I look behind me, and this skier girl, she's wiped out. Like one of her skis is like stuck in the snow.
Oh,
it was pretty funny.
Dude,
and
awesome.
I'm like, "What are you doing, dude?" And she's like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." I'm like, "Dude, just like watch out. I'm on the side, like where I wasn't even close to anyone."
Yeah.
So I couldn't have gotten hit, but I did.
I've gone skiing before, so like I've gone powder skiing where like you hike. So like I don't know, but like. Me and my dad are sort of like powder hounds, but
yeah,
dude, powder is so much fun. Like we've gone like hiking and we'll hit like some ridges where it has like 5 foot, 10 foot drops. And on those, you just wipe out if you don't hit them right.
Yeah. You gotta get those down.
So one time my dad loves to ski. Like he did the moguls and stuff when he was in high school and stuff. And when my parents first got married, they went up to a mountain and started skiing. And my mom, she doesn't like skiing, so she got off the ski lift. And my dad started going down the mountain, and she didn't even go down. So my dad had to hike up the mountain to get her, and then they had to ride the whatever that's called.
She just hates skiing so much.
The lift back down.
Does she snowboard?
No, she doesn't do that.
Oh,
she doesn't do that. That was like her first time.
Yeah.
And she's so scared.
Also, like later, so with Max's. Subject, like you can also go like, you can go mountain biking in the winter. So you have like the fat wheel tires and like the Salamander Flats. They actually pay like they groom trails for mountain bikers, which is kind of cool.
That's awesome.
So wait, who has the second subject? Kane?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, do you want to catch us up on what you're going to talk about?
So I'm going to be talking about dirt biking and motocross. So. I just started doing some motocross. Like, I just started taking lessons on how to jump properly. But I already jump pretty high, but it's probably not the correct form, I guess.
Yeah, I jump pretty high. I get some
not
serious
super,
air,
not
man.
Super high, but it's like definitely higher than most people go. But it's scary. I've only taken the class twice, but I definitely have learned a lot on, like, how to corner on ruts and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a ton of fun. So...
Do you want to tell us about, like, costs and that kind of stuff? Like,
so, dirt bikes are pretty expensive. My dirt bike I have is about, mine was about $5,000, but I had to work for it. So, and my helmet that I have right now was about $150 for a nice helmet that's brand new. And you're going to want a helmet, gloves, boots, pants, and a jersey.
Well, yeah. Also, like sometimes you want like the
oh the neck brace.
Yeah, the neck brace
and a chest protector.
Yeah, because I hear that you get like serious whiplash.
Yeah, you can. I don't have one of those a neck brace, but I do have a chest protector.
What does your mom have to say about this game?
She doesn't like it when I go ride, but
yeah, and like you watch the motocross stuff, right?
Where yeah, be, like, the races like, and stuff.
Yeah, and you see them just when they crash.
Yeah, when they crash,
they're out. They're out. Like
they're gone.
Like sometimes you watch them, it's like, oh, they fell off their bike and that. But then but when they do the flips, they fall off, and then their bike falls on top.
Lands on them.
I was at the Demolition Derby
down
south in Bashford, and like before it started, they had these guys on motorcycles go out, and like they had these dirt jumps. It was pretty cool. But this one guy like did this like backflip or something, but
yeah,
like, it ended really, really bad, and like he landed like on his back, but then like the bike flipped over on him. So like he's sitting normal, and he goes onto his back near the landing ramp, and like, it flips over onto him.
Did they have to evac him?
Oh yeah, they had an ambulance like right there.
Oh gosh, like
watching it all live was pretty not fun.
Yeah, when you watch the Pinewood Derbies after, they get nuts.
Yeah,
like my bad, not the Pinewood Derby.
Pinewood Derby, that's pretty intense.
Oh, right.
Adrenaline right there.
I did
yes.
it first. Yeah,
the Derbies. Those get pretty intense. Like you watch them, like
like fires. Like,
yeah, yeah, and they'll like flip the cars
flipping.
Over. Yeah, it gets pretty crazy.
Night.
It gets loud. Like
it's
really
loud.
Yeah,
it's fun. Like I remember.
Yeah, have you guys been to?
Yeah, I went to a monster truck rally once.
Oh,
that
dude.
Was super
dude,
sick. It is so loud.
So fun.
It was so loud in there.
Have you been to Pinewood Derby?
Gosh. So I actually have gotten first every single Pinewood Derby year. So kind of have.
Okay, but have you been to like a derby or like?
Yet to do that. I've yet to go to a demolition derby.
You need to go.
I need to.
That would
be fun.
Yeah, we'll have to get.
Next podcast, Demolition Derby.
They couldn't even hear us, like, whatsoever.
Yeah.
Unless we had, like, a mic, like, right in our mouth, you know, as we're talking.
Yeah, so, do you have anything else you want to add? Like, where do you go for?
Oh, so, I like to go in AF Canyon. It's pretty fun. There's not a ton of trails. Well, actually, there is a ton of trails. But there's a lot of hikers, and they get super upset at you.
Oh,
so like, they'll throw hands at you. But
dude,
I've got the cops called on me a couple times. But you know, you just got to run away.
Yeah, I guess we're not airing this podcast.
Hopefully, no one sees this.
I've been out biking, and I'll have like dudes on horses that are like cussing at me, and they're like, "These are trails for horses and like hikers, not mountain bikers. Mountain bikers are just getting in the way. What the hell?" Sorry.
So like when I'm out mountain biking all the time, I get like people on horses and that are like cussing me out because like you have a lot of mountain biking trails and lots of people mountain bike in Utah. So
many.
Yeah, like lots. Like I'm on the team for Lone Peak, and Lone Peak has like 200 dudes on it. And that's the high school team. So I'll get the dudes on the horses that are like cussing me out because they're like, "Why are there so many mountain bikers out here? This is like for horses and hikers, not mountain bikers." And it just gets so aggravating because like you'll hear them all the time. But
that happens to me on my dirt bike all the time. But
oh my gosh! Because
my dirt bike is super loud.
Yeah,
it's like super.
Like I'll go we'll go up to Salamander Flats and like everybody on the team hates like motocross dudes because it's like it's cheating, and it's like
same thing with e-bikes.
Dude, you need balance and everything. It's something totally.
Yeah, different. I get yelled at pretty frequently actually on the trails. It's pretty annoying.
Yeah,
I just want to yell at them back, but then I'm like, if I do, then I did get hit once.
Oh,
on the trail.
Tell us about that.
No,
oh, wait,
so
sorry, I was just.
I was riding down the trail. Do you guys know where? It's up in PG, up in those hills on the mountains. And I was just riding past his family. And whenever I pass people that are walking and stuff, I slow way down so I don't dust them out.
Nice.
And so that my engine isn't super loud. So I just kind of pull on my clutch and just kind of cruise past him. And this guy, my friend, had gone in front of him. And he didn't really slow down a ton, but he definitely slowed down. Because we were going pretty fast, but he definitely slowed down past the guy. and the guy had his family there, and he got super upset at me, upset at us being there. And so he had a walking stick, and he tried to hit my friend. It was that just passed him. And then he hit my bike, and then it bounced off like my front fender and hit me in the arm. And I almost lost control, but luckily I just kept going. It was super duper scary.
Yeah, that's not cool of him to do.
I wanted to stop and start recording him
and like doing that, but I knew if I would have stopped, then he would have just came after me.
Dude, yeah, like I can understand why he'd get mad, but that's no reason to go hit somebody.
Like accelerate, like speed past him, like you were nice about it.
Yeah, totally. Cool. I mean, regardless of that bias, I mean.
Yeah.
That,
so do you have do you have any, like, places? Did we already went over that?
Yeah. Up in Jeff Canyon.
Yeah.
I ride it in the hills above my house and stuff.
Do you have like seasons? You normally like fall,
the best seasons? Yeah,
summer,
fall and summer.
Yeah.
And spring, at the end of springtime when it's
getting
dried out.
Yeah,
actually, super muddy
we forgot to ask
up.
You seasons, like, because it doesn't mean as soon as it snows you go skiing.
The best time.
It's like February,
end of
December.
Best time to snowboard slash ski in North America begins, like, late November to late April.
Yeah.
Like,
there's also
my uncle and my cousin, like, springboarding all the time.
Yeah,
like,
I go.
It's a great
place. That's
I normally go in, like, January, February,
because
yeah, it's still cold.
But the snow is just kind of built up.
Like, I went skiing on Saturday. It's not bad. I went up to Deer Valley, and it's already great skiing. Like, it's not very high. Like, they already have their base, but, yeah.
Well, you got that pretty decent snow just a week
ago. Yeah, their base is great, so it's like okay right now, but you still, like, I went out in the powder and there's just trees everywhere, dude.
That's where the good stuff is, because no one goes.
Yeah, it's true. Okay.
We'll need a few more snows.
So,
yeah, for sure.
What are we on to next, or do you guys still want to talk about motocross?
I think that's pretty much
it.
That's true.
Yeah, I've done dirt biking since I was 7 years old. That's when I got my first dirt bike. It was a little Honda 70. Didn't have a clutch.
Oh, God.
That thing.
Wait, was it 50cc?
70cc.
70.
But yeah, it was fun. I did laps and laps and laps around my yard all day long. Just getting used to it. It was so much fun. I never got off that thing in the summertime.
Yeah.
I was always riding it. I was riding it to my friend's house because my parents would say not to, but I did
it
anyways.
So it's like, man.
Yeah, I was kind of showing off, but
look at me, big motocross man now.
Sounds like Sylvester.
I don't even know. Okay, so we're halfway through. I'm gonna be talking about airsoft. Max is going to be talking about mountain biking after me. Yeah, so he's going to be talking about mountain biking to finish it up, and then we're just going to have a conclusion, and then we're all going to be done. So, so kind of like airsofting is kind of like all around. Lots of people go airsofting, so it's like not just a small sport. And airsofting is mostly in the East. Like major airsofting, like clubs and like groups that go out and like you get group, yeah, like teams, and you get groups that are like thousands of people that'll go out to like up in the mountain, yeah, and they'll go up in the mountains and they'll have like cars and tanks and boats and all that kind of stuff for airsofting, like paintballing. I feel like
I love paintballing.
Yeah, paintballing.
I went this summer. It was so much fun because
I was gonna do that.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. I also went in the winter time. Oh, it hurts so bad because the paint
hits
the ball and it hits you and it doesn't break.
Like,
dude, I've
so
gone.
It's like a rock hitting
you, pelting you. Yeah,
dude. I tried going like doing airsoft with BBs. It's so bad.
Oh,
like I've gone air or paintballing.
Why would you even do that?
Yeah, dude. It's
baby bullet.
Yeah, dude. It's so bad. Yeah, so. Like, we do a lot of airsofting around here. Like, I actually go down to, like, you know that place behind Smith's?
Yeah.
So I go down there. Yeah, the hollow or whatever, the gully.
We should do that.
Yeah, we should go airsofting sometime. Like,
podcast number
3. We'll have to go in the spring or summer. But I go, there's also this place with trenches on, like, either side. So it's, like, So we just rush each other. Like, we'll get 20 different people on each side, and we'll just rush each other, and it's, like, so much fun. But, yeah, so there's, like, there's airsofting. You just need a couple of people. Like, you can even do it with, like, one-on-one. But that's, like, that's not as fun. It's not as fun, but you can. Like, if it's a sniper battle.
Yeah,
totally. If it's a sniper battle,
capture the flag,
capture the flag. Okay, so I played a version of airsoft where like we met up with another group, so they were just texting random people, like completely random people, and they were like, hey, so we got some old school buses that we got here, and we just need people, and so pretty much what they did, it was like get the school bus to this area without being so they had like targets on the bus or like balloon. Yeah. I think it was balloons. And if all the balloons were popped, then the bus was broken. Like, so it couldn't go any further. And if you had to get all of your team to the zone or whatever. So if your team didn't make it to the zone, then you lost. And then they restarted with new balloons. Yeah, pretty much. So It was really fun. We had like 100 dudes playing, and it was great. So yeah. So cost maybe like the start. So the starter of it is going to be around $200-$300 if you want like. But if you want like a nice like starter kit, it's going to be like $1,000-ish. Because the gun costs the most. Guns,
like pads.
Yeah. So this is guns like. This is guns, gloves, helmet, face mask, goggles, like extra, like little accessories, like body armor would probably be in the $1,000. Not like it wouldn't be in the $1,000 range, but if you're going to like pay $1,000 for everything, you'd get body armor if you get paid that much. So, also BBs really fast. So also BBs are in like the starter. So yeah. What were you saying?
So, in airsoft, do you use like little CO2 cans to power it, or
how
does it like go?
So I'll actually go over that in a minute. So brands, there's CYMA, CYMA. That is, it's not super expensive. Like it's actually pretty cheap. But it's known to break a bunch. You got something to tell me, Max?
No, sir. Actually, I do want to make a comment, though. Utah actually has – they used to have a couple shops. One of them is called Weapon Blender. They had a shop in Orem and South Sandy. They unfortunately went out of business.
My body's changing.
They actually went out of business. Okay, but they also hosted something called the Rhodesian Revolt, which is a huge milsim down kind of by –
Yeah, what's a milsim?
Military simulator.
Yeah.
So –
Those are pretty fun, yeah. Like, so, like, but, so if we're talking like, about airsoft.
By Fremont?
Yeah. So if we're talking about, like, real guns, like, this is just, like, a little fun fact. Ruger is, like, actually, like, the biggest. Yeah, no. They don't make airsoft, but they're biggest selling gun company.
Yeah.
So, like, they sell so they're worth the most money, So they're kind of like the most popular in that. So that's like an actual gun company, but so there's CYMA, not expensive, breaks. There's Sistema. That's what it is. It's expensive, but it is real size and it's steel and it's.
So it's like a
real and gun. It's used in like actual training.
Does it look like a real
yeah.
gun?
Yeah.
So it's
and
like,
it weighs like a real gun. Like yeah, it's pretty, yeah, it's a milsim. Like,
yeah, it's a milsim gun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's
like
super expensive.
Yeah. So and then you have Classic Army. Okay, go. So as I was saying before, we have Classic Army. It has good AEGs. I'll go over that in a minute and. It's really good quality. It is expensive. So pretty much more expensive guns means better quality.
Yeah.
And
that's how it is with most things.
Yeah.
So kind of like resort. So I got most of my stuff from like Airsoft Pal, Airsoft C3, Gun Gamers, Reddit, Blackthorn, Abbey Supply. So those are kind of like my Airsoft websites and that. So back to resorts. So the resorts depends on where you live. So like if you're in the east, like New York, like southeast, northeast, that has all of like the real resorts and everything. So it kind of depends on where you live. Like you might have like your own resorts in that. So like Utah.
What's the big one here?
Like, yeah. So mainly what our thing is like you go up to the mountains or you have like that like field just behind your house. Yeah. Yeah. So it's not really a resort, but yeah.
So Milsom City is a company. They actually have an indoor place up in Salt Lake City.
Oh, indoor
is
so much fun. So, yeah.
And just this summer, actually, they actually made an outdoor field over just across Utah Lake on the east side.
Yeah.
Which is super cool. It does cost money. It's actually quite expensive, unfortunately, but it's super dope.
Like, I'll go, so, like, you probably shouldn't. Once. Yeah, so you've been to that one?
Yeah, it's nice. Super legit, though.
So, you're not, like, you probably shouldn't do this, but, like, I go to construction sites with my friends and play there, and I buy, like, so when it's, like, firework seasons, like, July 4th and that, I'll buy smoke grenades, like, by the dozens, and we'll go play at the construction houses, and it is just so much fun, because indoor, it is fun.
It hurts more.
Yeah, it hurts more, but it's just a lot of fun inside, but there's that. So, resort, it just depends on where you are. So, seasons, all seasons. You, like, winter, not recommended. Indoor,
winter's fun, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, indoor, all year. Winter, yeah, like not super recommended, but it is really fun when you
but
go
it
in the winter.
You have to be careful with your gun.
Yeah, yeah, you do have to be careful in your gun. Like, I've gone during the winter, and I'll wrap it in, like, cloth, so, like, I cut out some cloth in that. So, yeah, I normally go play summer, fall, and that. And so, extra. So, Airsoft actually started in, like, Japan. Japan created Airsoft, which is kind of funny because they created it after World War II. So, like, they're not allowed to have a standing army, which is kind of funny that they're the ones that started Airsoft in that.
So it's not really, like, an army. It's not real guns.
Yeah.
So they're going to go into war with an airsoft?
Exactly. So there are actually three different types of ways to, like, fire the pellets. So you have the spring-loaded, you have the gas blowback, and you have the automatic electric. So the electric, you charge a battery, fires, and you can full auto. Spring-loaded, you have to cock it, fire, and the gas blowback... blow back it, yeah, CO2 pretty much, semi-automatic
green gas
that.
As well,
yeah, yeah, green
tons
gas.
Of different varieties of gas,
yeah. So, and the equipment,
there's actually so a company named Polar Star, they
I've
actually created a air-powered airsoft gun, so it's like an air, literally air-powered airsoft gun.
It has a little fan that comes in and
No, you put this big air tank, compressed air tank on your back, and it like shoots
dude,
you a
that's
burst of
awesome.
Air.
That's
which
awesome.
Is
that's super sick.
They're super expensive, but
yeah,
pretty
well,
good.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Sure.
So
and they sound
you,
cool.
So you can get most of your equipment off Amazon and like pretty
yeah,
much
I
Amazon,
mean,
all your
really
stuff off Amazon.
Like two pistols, a sniper, a shotgun.
Yeah.
Oh, there's actually
yeah, yeah.
still a shop
oh
in
my gosh.
Salt Lake.
Have you guys ever tried playing with grenades?
Yeah, what do those do?
Okay, so it's pretty much. Yeah, so it's pretty much like you put the little pellets in each of the little holes, and then you have a CO2 canister, you throw it, and it like has a timer, and
yeah,
it explodes.
It.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, so extra equipment. So you have gloves. Gloves are a must, because
yeah.
if you, yeah, you need gloves. So vests are nice, because then that means you don't get, like, it doesn't hurt you as much. But, and glasses, you have to have glasses or goggles. Yeah, yeah. You can't go airsofting without it unless you want to be blind. So, and lasers and scopes can be nice, but you have to fine tune them so that they'll actually work. And
make sure it's on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. And scopes actually can be nice, but you're going to need like at least a 500 FPS sniper. So FPS also means feet per second. So I don't think in Utah they don't allow guns over like 600 FPS, and they don't
yeah.
really make guns over 550 FPS. So
yeah,
yeah. So that's kind of the airsofting.
And if you want to support Utah's local airsoft shops, there's still a shop in Salt Lake called Tactical Airsoft Supply.
Nice. Okay.
Good shout out. All right.
Okay. So are we?
I think we're pretty wrapped up.
Okay. So we'll go over Max's in a minute.
All right, so now to close it up, we're going to move to mountain biking. So mountain biking is a pretty, it's a super popular sport in Utah, especially.
Yeah, there are teams everywhere here. So
Lone Peak, big one in Utah County.
Yeah, there's Corner Canyon. Sky Ridge is starting to come up. So
Corner Canyon is probably.
Corner Canyon's the best. We got second. If we had had one more person that had gotten in the top 100, we would have been first. Gavin.
Yeah, there's
some
kid sitting in this room, so
whoever
that is, it's Gavin.
Yeah, so say hi, Gavin.
Hello.
Okay, so he just said hi if you didn't hear that.
Anyway, so there's a whole different bunch of skill levels. I mean, you can just take a bike and go for fun, or you can even go up to joining teams. So like, well, there's actually a ton of places even locally to ride. So you got Corner Canyon, just over in Corner Canyon.
Suncrest is a good one.
Yeah, okay. Lambert Park,
Salamander Flat,
Vista Valley.
Beacon Hill.
Yeah.
What else?
St. George.
St. George and Moab are the best. If you go to Slick Rock in Moab, it is your tires just grip, and it is the best.
Yeah, Moab's a really great place to go down there. Like just ATVing, like Moab's.
Yeah, yeah. Moab's awesome.
Like Moab. Trades.
Totally. Yeah, Moab. You have something to say?
I love Moab. It's super awesome.
We even have actually two dirt jump parks, one behind Lone Peak and one up in Draper. That's
right.
Pretty legit.
Yeah,
Lone Peak was just like an eagle project.
Yeah,
it's pretty dope. Draper's legit, though.
Like, there's also where we go airsofting behind Smith's. That's also another mountain. Like, it's not amazing. It's actually not that great at all.
If you're a beginner.
If you're a beginner, it's great, but yeah.
What's the one on the Murdoch Trail or the Murdoch Canal?
It should be Vista Valley.
Maybe Vista Valley.
Okay, so
that's
Vista Valley. Do you have on equipment, costs, that kind of stuff?
All right, so you can the bare minimum obviously need a bike and a helmet. I mean,
well,
you don't need a helmet, but
I highly recommend it.
I've had some really bad experiences with not wearing a helmet. Like, I was biking home, had my shoes in my hands. I was just being dumb, and I was on the side of the road. Hit a pine cone, went straight over. Yeah, I hit a pine cone of all the things. Went straight over my handlebars, and it's cracked open the back of my head, and concussion, throwing up everywhere. It was.
You threw up?
Yeah.
That is not fun.
That is gross.
I threw up when I got home, but yeah.
I thought you, like, cracked your head and you
were like, bleh. Okay, so cost, equipment.
Helmet,
yeah, that kind of stuff.
So helmets are pretty cheap, actually. You can go up to nicer brands like POC and Euro and stuff like that. POC also has
good stuff for skiing and snowboarding.
Yeah, POC's a super great brand. But, I mean, you can go mountain biking, honestly, wherever you want. You could seriously go with, like, a Walmart bike. Like, honestly, with the right person.
It's not fun. Santa Cruz is a great brand. That's the brand. Specialized in Santa Cruz. I'd recommend
it.
Fazari's okay. Fazari's okay, but I would recommend Santa Cruz. I would recommend
Santa Cruz has some pretty expensive.
I have a customized. It's good, but like my bike I have was like 700 and it's super nice. Yeah. I spent 14 grand on like accessories for my bike. So I got like the Newcomb clips and the, I can't remember what kind of shoes I got for the clips, but yeah.
To really have a good time, though, you're probably wanting at least $750 around that area to really have a good time.
Yeah, clips. I wouldn't recommend clips for at least a good 2 years after.
But
you
racing
started
wise,
yes. But racing, you're gonna want to start on clips sooner because it's racing. So, like on the mountain biking team, most of the kids have clips. I believe Gavin's gonna get clips soon.
This year, yeah.
But yeah. So, gloves.
Gloves. I would recommend them.
If you fall, you don't want your hands being
there's actually quite a few people on Red Bull Rampage that go gloveless. It's just a matter of comfort, just what feels most comfortable to you. But gloves, I would recommend.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
So a great place to go watch like videos and that on mountain biking, I would recommend pinkbike.com. Pink Bike is a great mountain biking website.
Also, sell bikes.
Sell bikes.
Purchase.
Amazon? I wouldn't recommend
Amazon.
KSL
is a great place to buy older bikes.
Yes, the KSL is
great. For great prices, too.
Yeah, so where do you go? Deer Valley.
Oh, yeah.
It's a must. You must go to Deer Valley at some point.
So Utah also actually has a ton of, like, resorts. I mean, you got Park City, Sundance, Deer Valley.
Powder Mountain. We
Powder
got Power
Mountain.
Mountain.
Hey, man.
Yeah, literally anywhere, any of the resorts you can go. There's Sundance is okay. Like as I said before, food is phenomenal
Sundance
there,
is
and Deer Valley also has great food. So that's why I go to Sundance and Deer Valley. we should have another podcast on food and derby.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
If you're just getting, I would recommend if you're just getting into mountain biking and you're not like
don't
super
go to Deer Valley.
Bike wise, I would recommend a full suspension. You're just gonna have a way better time with something like that.
I have a hard tail for racing and that, but
hydraulic for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but if you're like a diehard, tryhard racer,
hardtail
or something like an Epic.
Yeah, or stump jumpers are good for beginners. Stump jumpers are medium and really getting into it.
Yeah,
stuff,
I mean, this year, 2019, Specialized made a, it's called the Stump Jumper ST. It's converted from they kind of got rid of the camber and moved on to the ST. So it's actually the Stump Jumper just with a shorter travel. So it's an extremely versatile bike, and their base model is actually quite affordable.
Wow.
You can hit it around like $1,800. So a little bit pricey, but you just get so much for the price.
Have you guys ever been to a resort?
Yeah, I have.
Yes.
It's great.
Jackson Hole up in Wyoming.
Jackson Hole is great.
Whistler.
It's just
Whistler.
Like
Steamboat.
And, like,
that's holy ground, though. So,
when you're doing
Steamboat.
Berms and everything, those are just a great time.
Yeah,
like,
berm.
Going over. It's just.
Yeah, like I go.
Through.
I love.
Just gets pumping for sure.
I absolutely love going up to Deer Valley. Deer Valley, there's the run called Tsunami. It's just awesome. Its jumps are just amazing and. Moab and Deer Valley.
Don't go up jumps
two places.
Your first time going.
Yeah, the jumps.
Or
you actually need to know how to
mount.
Yeah, wheelie.
Good technical skills too.
Yeah, we'll have to go over like some extra stuff and just some more podcasts or that. But
you need to know fixing out. Like,
yeah, you're also gonna need to know how to replace wheels and that. Yeah,
pretty simple
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's our podcast, and that was
activities.
And we'll be back at it again. We'll see you guys around. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Wait, so, okay. Is snowboarding... Wait, so who has skied and snowboarded?
I don't think he started.
You suck. Dang it.